Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Younger, your host of the Balance Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. Here we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, wellness, motherhood, channeling, aliens, and so much more. We have deep conversations, we go to other realms. It's a lot of fun. So stick around, let's dive on in. I cannot wait to connect. Hello, hello, my favorite people. Welcome back to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And I am thrilled that you made your way over for this special episode with my dear, dear friend, Celeste Thomas. This conversation has been in the pipeline for so many years. As you'll hear when you listen to this conversation, Celeste and I have known each other for at least 8 or 9 years now. And our friendship really solidified when we became mothers right around the same time. I will never forget, I was pregnant with Atticus and Celeste texted me and said, "I'm pregnant too. I haven't announced it yet, but I'm having a baby girl in, you know, like 5 months after you." And now Atticus and her little girl, Odette, are just so freaking cute together. They're so perfect. And having Celeste on this motherhood journey with me has been the biggest blessing. We have learned so many things together. We've done music classes together. And overall, it's just so important to have mom friends that you can lean on. And that is what we do. We have our little crew. And I'm so thankful. I've never been more grateful for the people in my life. Celeste is one of the most genuine, wholeheartedly beautiful inside and out people that I have ever known. And she's such a supportive friend. She's such a steady force in my life and so many other people's lives. And not to mention, she is a skincare guru and expert. She is a nurse. She was originally an RN for many years. She worked in many different types of nursing, and she used to have me come in to various places where she worked and do laser hair removal and all sorts of cool stuff. She really knows her stuff. And now what she's very, very into and what she's a major expert on is healing acne holistically, clean beauty dupes. That's really her thing. Living in a non-toxic home. She makes Eat to Glow recipes that are huge on Instagram and TikTok and all over the place. And she's just the person that you go to when you have a skincare question. I have had so many questions for her, such as, after having a baby, why do I have no more collagen under my eyes? Why are my eyes so sunken in and there's like a dark circle vibe? And she has given me all the tips and helped me. Having her on speed dial is incredible. I love her so much. And I know that you're going to love this episode. You can find her on Instagram at Celeste Thomas, TikTok, YouTube, all the places. And I'm just so honored to have her in my life. This is a really special episode. And from there, I really want to thank you guys for supporting the meditation platform. We launched on 201, so we have officially been live for about 2 weeks, and it has been my favorite thing that I've ever done. I have never, ever been so passionate about something for work in my life. I remember when I first started the podcast, I did feel that way. I would stay up all night and record solo episodes, and I just had this endless well of energy. And I have that right now with the meditation platform. In the platform, there are affirmations, meditations, pep talks, Pleiadian wisdom transmissions. You guys, those are the coolest part. It is unreal. Channeling from fifth dimensional consciousness. We just had our first ever live event this week with my astrologer, Eric, where we got to connect with so many of you guys face to face. We did giveaways. I'm really taking care of you guys. That's for sure. Doing giveaways, having founding members pricing, all the things. So definitely join us in the platform. This is the future of my brand. There are bonus podcasts in the platform that I'm obsessed with. They're called pep talks, but they're like 45 minutes long, literally. The bonus solos you guys have been asking for years. And it's just amazing. So head over there to join us. You can go to my site, thebalancedblonde.com, go to the membership part of my site, and then you can also join us by just going to the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. And be sure to enjoy this episode, support Celeste, rate and review this podcast on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen, and let me know, and I will send you a free yoga ebook when you do. And without further ado, let's get into this conversation. Celeste, I'm so happy that you're here. This has been a long time coming. We've known each other forever.
I was thinking about it like 8 years or something crazy, maybe more.
Yeah. Do you remember where we met? Because I think
Ashley
I do.
Streff.
Oh, yeah, through Ashley.
Yes.
But I also remember possibly even before that, meeting you. I hosted this event with Sweet Laurel, oh my gosh, in 2014 or something.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember that you were there. It was downtown at this like apron making place. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my gosh.
They're like a very trendy apron place.
Hadley and Bennett.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I remember
you
were there.
Unlocked.
It was like a small amount of people, and I was reading from my book, Breaking Vegan. And I just remember meeting you because I remember that you had the best energy and you had questions about social media and stuff. It was so new. Like, it was so long ago. Do you remember that?
I do. I have just like a teeny little memory of
it.
I remember more when we got together because we had the same photographer back in the day. We used to actually take pictures of things.
Exactly.
With photographers.
And we
which
have
we
all
don't
those
do.
Photos of us on Abbott Kinney. I have like a flannel around my waist. It is so old school
and so cute.
Sometimes those pictures pop up on my phone. I need to start sending them to you.
Please do.
And then it's just been so cool to watch you grow into everything that you do now, because that time you were a nurse and you were a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're a full-time content creator.
Yeah.
But tell us about that transition. Like, did you always know that you wanted to be a nurse?
We're going back and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Going all the way back.
We're going all the way back. I've always been creative, but I have a single mom, grew up in a single mom household, and there were a lot of nurses in my family. And she really wanted me to have a profession that was stable and made money. And I did really love science and I love talking. I love people. I'm an extrovert. So I went into the field of nursing because of that. And then also I had been struggling with my skin since I was 12, 13, really early adolescence. And I wanted to learn more about the body, more about the skin and heal myself. And I really went through the whole entire graduating from nursing school, working in aesthetic dermatologic nursing for almost 7 years.
Oh, wow.
And the catalyst for social media was the products and treatments and philosophy of the dermatologists and plastic surgeons I was working for didn't help me. And I delved more into what we love, the woo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
The woo is what really changed me. I actually went to a fermentation workshop led by Lacey Phillips.
Oh,
downtown.
My God. That's amazing.
She used to do...
Totally old school when she was in her herbalism life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So started making my own fermented foods, shopping at the farmer's market, using Osea, and realized that it was the gut-skin connection, the diet-skin connection that actually healed my acne.
Wow.
So doing that made me realize that I couldn't continue to sell medical-grade products and treatments and let people know that, oh, this is the way you can heal your skin. It's so much more than that. It's really learning how to heal your body with non-toxic products, food, de-stressing your life, mm-hmm. and making that connection to your spirit and your soul and really finding that calm in your life. So, mm-hmm. so many things. But in my nursing practice, I wasn't really allowed to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that's not what made money.
Exactly.
So
that's so interesting.
My social media was born, and now yes. I can share all of the things that I truly love and believe to be true in a way that feels really authentic and good and help people in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Do you ever miss nursing?
I don't. And we can get into our human design, which we will.
Yes, we must.
But I'm a projector. So doing the hands-on of working with people every day in a very intimate setting was a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can reach more and help more kind of from the backseat of doing things in my own space and releasing them in my own time instead of being right in there.
Totally. I mean, as a fellow non-energy being in human design as a reflector, I too could never. And people ask me sometimes, since I have those psychic abilities and whatnot, would you ever do readings? Can we please book you? And it's not that I'm opposed. It's just that it wouldn't be my highest and authentic light because I get so drained from the one-on-one sometimes. And that's a me thing. It's not like the people who I'm with, but yeah. That's all human design.
It is.
That totally makes sense.
And when you sign up for that, you and I are both maternal and empathetic, mm-hmm. and we really care about people. So when you sign up for that, we're not just going to treat someone or do one reading and shut off. Then our email and our phone mm-hmm. and everything is open. And
totally.
For us to show up in our true essence and who we are, we'd have to give so much.
So much. And then it can be so depleting. But you inspire me on that front. I tell you this all the time because you're an Aries moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're such an Aries moon in that way where you're just really good with boundaries. I remember telling you one time, it's just so hard. Like, I feel like I can't say no to people and the people pleasing. And you're like, yeah, I don't do that. And I was like, I need to learn from you. What is your secret?
It's so interesting because of my background and being an only child from a single parent. And I think that experience, karmic experience, mm-hmm. my soul was probably ready for that, but it was just good training because you had to kind of take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're caring for yourself at a young age, you have to really identify like what your needs are and make sure you meet your own needs. And I find that a lot of times when people get into people-pleasing cycles, they're not meeting their needs first. They're putting themselves on the back burner. And it's okay. Like, you being such a caring, loving person and sometimes overextending is also your light. But you have to mama bear yourself first in every way, and then you can show up.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to always think about that, even in the small daily activities of overextension and saying yes. Like, if I don't have it, if I know a week in advance, like, I'm not going to be able to do that thing because I need to do my full morning routine,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I want extra time with my daughter, it's very easy for me to say no.
That's amazing. And it's good to think ahead. It does take practice.
Yeah.
I'm not the best at thinking ahead. It always hits me on the day of or the day before where I'm like, why did I think I could do all these things back to back? But I also don't like to cancel on people last minute. So then you just end up overextending yourself. So Aries moon to your Gemini sun, it's a very good thing.
Well, thank you. And I think also becoming moms, like, we've realized that our joy and what really brings us happiness is having that space and flexibility in our days. And I think any parent or potential parent out there, like, It's not like they need to think about that, but it is one of those things that the more we focus on those little joys that require time and space, the happier we are.
Definitely. It's a must. And we're both lucky to have super involved husbands slash dads. Like, they're the dads and they're so amazing with the kids. And I just feel like that is a must. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It's not a must because I feel like a lot of people don't have that. Like, a lot of times there's a primary caregiver and then someone who maybe is less involved. And I just feel like we're both very lucky.
I was thinking about that before I came. Like, we are so lucky. And we also need it. Mm-hmm. We needed it. We're both Geminis. We're creative. We're kind of all over the place. And without that grounding force in my life, like, I don't know how I could fully show up and be a good mom.
Totally. I was just talking about that in a solo episode that I was re-listening to today. I was saying, with the support, that's what I know I need to be the best type of mom. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
And you shouldn't
be. I'm not a 24/7, like, on my hands and knees playing kind of mom. And some people are, and they're superheroes in their own way. But it doesn't make you any less of a good mom if you're not a 24/7, like, at home mom.
No, I think the parenting journey is going to look so different for so many people. And I have so much compassion and love for anyone who is doing this alone. Like, Jordan and I are going to start a cry counter because we're going to cry.
Yes, we are.
This episode,
yes.
Just wait. But any single mom out there or single dad or anyone who's listening, my heart goes out to you because it's not for anyone. Doing this alone is not for anyone. Mm-hmm. No one is a 24-hour stay-at-home mom.
No.
No one can do that and still connect to who they are and their passions and the things that fuel them. And it's just so hard. I feel like a lot of women are sold a bag of goods that motherhood is this end-all, be-all, and they have some idea or expectation of what it's going to look like for them. But truly, it's such an individual journey. And one of the best things I ever did was wait till I was a little older, find a partner who really wanted mm-hmm. to be a dad, and somewhat, to the best of my abilities, set myself up for a successful motherhood experience.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think about single mothers every day and single dads, anyone who's doing it on their own. I'm just like, oh my God, I think it was after maybe like 6 weeks of being a parent, I started to think about a couple friends of mine who are single moms with 3 kids and under 5. And I'm just like, okay, if they're okay, then I can be okay. Because it's hard. It's hard to have one child when you do have a supportive partner and other support around you. But just imagine, like, oh my God, doing it all on your own. And people do it. And we've had single moms on this podcast giving the best tips. And I think nobody's cut out for it, like you said, but people figure it out. And it's amazing. And your mom did. And look how amazing you turned out.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, guys, let's talk about Bond Charge. Bond Charge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every single way. They are founded on science and inspired by nature. All Bond Charge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless, from blue light glasses to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian friendly lighting. Bond Charge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. My favorite product from Bond Charge is their infrared sauna blanket. It helps with so many things. If you're looking to detoxify, if you're looking to sweat it out with burning calories to help you lose weight, there are so many wonderful things as to why infrared sauna is amazing. Sauna blankets work by raising your heart rate to that of physical exercise, so it burns calories while you are relaxing. You can burn up to 600 calories in just one session. Infrared heat and elevating your heart rate while relaxing releases endorphins, which can leave you feeling euphoric after your session. It's so easy to set up. It takes less than a minute. It heats up rapidly. You can enjoy a session for 30 to 40 minutes while you're relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating, etc. It's the lowest EMF compared to other brands, and it's very, very easy to store. Very simple to set up as well. I love infrared sauna. It's been a part of my routine for many years. It has changed my life. And Bond Charge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have a 12-month warranty, easy returns and exchanges, 30-day trial. It's amazing. Go to bondcharge.com/balanced and use coupon code balanced to save 15% off. That's bondcharge.com/balanced and use coupon code balanced to save 15% off.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, the Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday, so see you then.
Going back to your childhood just a little bit, you grew up in Kauai.
I know.
Which is my soul's home. The audience knows this. You grew up in Hanalei. I'm going to be there in like 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
yes,
so excited.
Girl.
Tell us about that experience. And then you moved to
Oregon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's such a beautiful place to grow up. And I totally took it for granted as a kid. But you know, being born there and having that Hawaii connection, and the people are so kind. The land is so beautiful. It's such a healthy environment. And it's funny, when you're a little kid and your mom was shopping at the farmer's market and making you smoothies with avocado and you're grounding and you're just experiencing this life, you have no idea that there's anything else out there. And I'm so grateful for that foundation and the community there. It's like a small town. Like, you can walk around and play outside and be at the beach, and pretty much your parents can sit back and not have a lot of eyes because the community is watching out for the kids.
That's amazing.
And it's so beautiful.
That's how everywhere should be.
I know.
And no place these days is really like that.
I know. And it was just, it was very magical.
Yeah.
And then my grandparents, who I was very close with, lived in Princeville. And lived there for 50 years, so I would always go back and visit. And
Aww.
We know, like, our astrocartography, both of us, we have Hawaii connections.
Yes,
and
like, the happiest place.
The happiest place.
We need to do a group family yes. trip to Kauai, and you can show us all the stomping grounds.
I would absolutely love yes, to. We're going next Christmas for sure.
Oh,
and then extending probably to New Year's.
Yes, so. Definitely. I mean, New Year's, count me in. I would love to be there. Wow.
Anyone who's listening, go to Kauai. Go to the mm-hmm. North Shore. It's where they filmed Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely beautiful, lush, green, a spiritual,
it looks like a different planet.
Magical place. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Totally. A must. And then, okay, so with your career, when you transitioned from nursing to full-time social media, what did that look like? Because I know there's a lot of people listening who would love to build a following and then have enough of a following to be able to make it their career.
Nursing is actually kind of a unique career path in that a lot of nurses have the option to work part-time and you can work, you know, a few days or maybe you're working 2 10-hour shifts or something like that. So as my following grew and I was starting to monetize, I just would take on less and less days at work.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be similar in this, but I'm not very money-driven.
Mm-hmm,
I'm so much more interested in passion and, yes. you know, having time. So I'm like, I don't care about the money. Mm-hmm. I want to devote my time to social media and growing and sharing things online. So I kind of did that. I just would drop a day and then work a little harder and try to connect with brands I love and monetize a little bit more. And there came a time where I just was so fed up. I was looking on social media for other ways to supplement. And I got a job working for Four Sigmatic doing mm-hmm. their social media.
I remember that.
Yeah. So that was great. And that was a transition I needed to get mm-hmm. out of clinical practice and just focus on social.
Yeah. And then you were able to then stop doing that at some point.
Yeah.
And
I did that for a year.
Full time.
Mm-hmm. I met some incredible people. I met our friend Courtney and
oh,
some
is that
other
how
great.
You met? Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So anyone who's looking to transition into a social media role from your current job, once you get enough know-how to really be in the social media scene and you know what brands are posting and you know what people are responding to, cold DM brands you love and see if they need social media mm-hmm. support or customer service
Most of
support.
Them do.
They all do.
Yeah, they all
your favorite,
do.
Even your favorite
I do.
Creators.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And if you have a calling card of your own page to show your work, you'd be shocked.
Totally.
At who needs help and what they will pay, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet.
So.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
Did that and I've been doing my own social media for about 3 years now. And I absolutely love it. Honestly, like having a community, you know, because your community is the best. We see you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a fan and listen to the pod.
Yay.
So I'm
TBB
right there with all of you.
Baby.
But it's the best. Just connecting with women and really, and also men, but my community mm-hmm. is like 99%
yes.
women.
Yeah.
So just connecting with women and sharing experiences. And I truly find that as a woman, having those female friendships and connections will fuel you in a way that no other relationship in your life will.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. I love that so much. And I've seen you really like just do amazing things with your content over the years. You're the skincare guru. You're the go-to. I mean, I go to you. I still have to do the thing that we talked about for that under eye, which we will talk about. You just know you. This is your passion.
I love
and
it.
And it's so clear that it's your passion and you're also so knowledgeable. So it just is perfect. And I've seen you blow up on TikTok specifically and Instagram. Do you have a favorite platform?
First of all, thank you for all the kind words. It's so nice to hear from someone that you respect, just to see you and who you are and your essence and what you're doing. So thank you so much. And I do love it. It's one of those things that if I wasn't working in social media, I would still be telling my friends
mm-hmm,
what I,
totally.
You know, I was like, oh, this would be so good for you and you should try this.
You'd still be the one that we're calling yeah. for like all the skincare tips.
100%. Right now, I'm focusing a little bit more on Instagram until Odie is in daycare, hopefully, because mm-hmm. the world of TikTok, like if you're not in it all the time, it's pointless to try because it's a totally different language and
yeah.
I'm a chuggy mom.
Same. I know. That's why I have Shelby. Shelby knows what's up. I'm like, I just don't know anymore with TikTok. I'm
yeah.
just like, hey, guys.
And it's also, I really love to be a positive force, mm-hmm. and I like to share positive things, mm-hmm. but that doesn't resonate on TikTok, and yeah. no one cares about positivity. Right.
No, people want to hear, like, what's the tea? How can yeah. you say this in, like, a really confrontational way? Yes. And, like, that's the hook.
That's the hook, mm-hmm. just like your birth video or your yeah. on the hospital oh, yeah. video. Like,
exactly.
how shocking can you make it?
Yes, as, like, millions of people telling me to divorce my husband. Yeah. That's what goes viral.
That's it. And Instagram's like a warm hug for me. Like, my totally. People have been with me for, you know, some of them 6 years yeah. and we know each other and we're just like sharing, you know, beautiful yeah. positivity.
It's so much more rare to get hate messages on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not here for that.
No. No, no, no.
It comes with the territory, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. And I love the skincare videos that you do. You do a lot of dupe videos. So like, and okay, well, I want to talk about those, but you also do a lot of honest reviews, which I really appreciate because I've seen that brands will send you stuff and you will say when you don't like it or when it's not clean enough, which yeah. I also really appreciate because I was using a lot of that stuff. And then I saw that you say that it wasn't very clean. We will not name, well, we can, but like, I was then like, oh my God, I have to use something else now. And then I go to your page to find out what to use.
The greenwashing, the marketing, we mm-hmm. all know, but it's mm-hmm. it's follow the money. Mm-hmm. No one cares about human health in the mm-hmm. United States. I mean, there's very few brands that do, and mm-hmm. we love and support them.
Of course.
But the majority of brands do not care about us, and we'll find out in 20 years that they're carcinogenic and destroying everyone's hormones, and we know to a certain extent. But
yeah, it's so true.
It takes so much time, Jordan, for consumers to go through it. Like, I want to be that resource because you don't have hours in your week to be going through all of the ingredients, mm-hmm. looking at the current studies. Things change and evolve. Mm-hmm. Companies get purchased by other companies and then start using bad ingredients.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a wild world out there.
It happens so frequently.
Yeah.
With skincare and with food.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so sad.
It's
some
so
of
sad.
My, like, original favorites.
Yeah.
I start to get messages from people who do pay more attention than I do. Like, I'm surprised that you're promoting this and that. And I'm like, but I used to love it.
Yeah.
I thought I could still love it.
That's it. And
yeah.
it's really hard. So
yeah.
I just want to be that resource. And the thing that I'm really obsessed with and loving with the dupes is that there are some brands out there, the Coco Kinds, the Versts, that are affordable Target brands that are using clean ingredients and are so much better than a lot of Skin Medicas and
yeah.
really expensive products. Because we're moms, we have budgets, we live in an expensive city.
Mm-hmm.
I love to be able to promote things that are under $25 that I think are better than the $100 product.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
they're
out
there. I love that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, I am still pinching myself that I get to work with Melissa Wood. Health, Melissa Wood Tepperberg is an icon. I love her. She's my favorite person ever. So Melissa created MWH to provide a platform that can help you strengthen both your body and your mind with workouts, meditations, nutrition, and lifestyle content that you can easily commit to. Meditation is the foundation of this practice. I do an MWH meditation every day. Melissa's workouts offer a blend of yoga and Pilates classes. And also, this year, they launched their 7-day Reset and Renew program that features both guided workouts and meditations and a week-long nutrition program to help you feel your best from the inside out. Melissa is a profound thought leader. She's changing the way people approach fitness and mindfulness. The MWH member community raves about this platform. So much so that 98% of members consistently say that it is life-changing, and I'm one of those people. Melissa's voice is so soothing, so comforting. Her meditations really motivate me, but they also help me feel calm. I love her walking meditations because I can take them on the go, and a moving meditation is very, very underrated. I love her so much, and we have a special deal for you. As Melissa says herself, don't trust me, try me. Visit melissawoodhealth.com and use the code BALANCED at checkout to get your first month free off your monthly membership. That's MelissaWoodHealth.com and use code BALANCED for your first month free. Enjoy. Okay, I'm super excited to talk to you guys about this today. As we age, everyone accumulates senescent cells in their body. Senescent cells cause symptoms of aging, such as aches and pains, slow workout recoveries, sluggish mental and physical energy associated with that middle age feeling. It's also known as zombie cells, old and worn out, not serving a useful function for your health anymore, but they're taking up space and nutrients from our healthy cells. Much like pruning the yellowing and dead leaves off a plant, qualia, senolytic, removes these worn out senescent cells to allow for the rest of the cells to thrive in the body. You just have to take it 2 days a month. So if you're like me and it's hard to add something to your routine every day, this is 2 days a month, like so easy. Just put it in your calendar. It has a 100-day money-back guarantee. The formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in the combined effect of all the ingredients together. I have been loving Qualia Senolytic. In fact, I started taking Qualia so many years before it was as popular as it is now, and I always notice the effects. I am such a fan. I know that you will absolutely love it. So resist aging at the cellular level. Try Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/balanced for up to $100 off and use the code BALANCED at checkout for an additional 15% off. Enjoy. So what are some of your favorite brands or products?
Yeah, so I love CocoKind. Priscilla is a queen.
She's the best of the best.
She's literally the best. Mm-hmm. I use a lot of Honest products. Love their skincare and beauty. A lot of their stuff is really good, and their price points are incredible. Another Target, fine. Like, I get sent crazy products that are super expensive, but I usually end up going more towards the affordable, simple products. I also love Verst. They have some great stuff that I really, really love. And when I look at my skincare these days, it's those three. And then I don't know if you've heard of Sky Organics.
No.
They're an incredible brand. They just did a rebrand because they were kind of more of that like granola health food store kind
of
vibe.
My favorite type of vibe.
That's Jordan's vibe in a nutshell.
But it's not very mainstream. I get it. Yes, exactly. Bohemian bougie, as Jonathan would say. Yes.
It's so you. I love it. Okay, you love this brand.
Yeah, I need to check it out.
It's just like the highest quality, purest organic oils. The best. And I use their stuff every day.
For baby. Oh, amazing. Yeah. Even better. What's a brand you can call it out, like that every, or like a brand or a couple brands that everybody thinks is like amazing and clean and whatever, but you have found that it's not really.
Like I just said, Skin Medica is a huge one that people are still obsessed with. And they think because it says Medica that it's medical grade, and medical grade means that it's clean. But in our country, you don't have to have any kind of certifications. The labeling laws are really open-ended. So you can put whatever you want pretty much on a product and there's no consequences.
Oh my God.
So just know.
That's crazy.
In the EU, there's like over 1,300 chemical ingredients banned in products, and we have like 10 to 13 banned in the United States. So we're struggling.
Yes.
So that's what I really warn against, like the medical grade skincare that, you know, they sell at Sephora, like medical grade, mm-hmm. quote unquote, mm-hmm. because the gray area there is so huge. Mm-hmm. I really recommend, if you're looking for new products, you can follow me, obviously.
Yes, of course.
You can always go to Credo. They have really high standards and I love them. I will call out one other brand as a potential just question mark. And I love the founder. I think this is a great brand. But if you're acne prone like me, I would not use Kosas products without looking at the ingredients, because most of their products, including their makeups, have some pore clogging ingredients. And I love their brow products. I love their lip. You were just using some of their
lip. Oh, yeah, I was.
I use their lip all mm-hmm. the time. But for all my girlies that are acne prone, just be cautious before you're putting something on your skin, because it's clean, but that doesn't mean it's not mm-hmm. going to break you out.
Totally. Yeah, that's so good to know.
Yeah.
You're a powerhouse of information. I'm obsessed. Like, I need to learn from you all the time. What would be your recommendations for eczema? I have, you know how sensitive my skin is. I have horrible eczema. Poor Atticus, like, has my skin. So he has eczema too. Is there anything that you've found that's really helpful?
Well, my daughter has eczema. Mm-hmm. Odie has eczema.
I've seen Odie's eczema.
And it was really bad. And you know this, but so much of eczema is inflammation in the body.
Totally.
And I found with Odie that if she eats inflammatory food at all, she flares. And it's hard with a baby mm-hmm. because I can't feed her refined sugar. I can't feed her inflammatory oils mm-hmm. that are processed. I can't feed her processed food. It's almost immediate seeing the flare on yeah. her body. And it's like,
where does she get it?
She gets it in her elbow and knee creases, mm-hmm. in the diaper area, mm-hmm. and on her scalp.
Oh my gosh.
But it changes as she's mm-hmm. aged. I mean, it's been full back, change. It's been stomach, mm-hmm. it's been feet. Like, so
yeah,
hard.
It's so hard. Okay, so focus on the inflammatory foods. That's true.
That, and then one thing that really helped was incorporating fish oil supplements for her.
Oh, okay. And how do you give it to her? You just put it right in her mouth?
A dropper into her mouth, and she loves it.
Oh, yeah. Atticus loves fish oil. I used to give it to him religiously, especially when we were planning on raising him plant-based.
Yes.
I would always give him that, and now he eats a lot of fish, so I kind of stopped. But he loved it. He yeah. would, like, beg for it. And it's so funny because it smells so
gross.
Yeah.
They know what's up, though.
Yeah, they do. Well, it's so good for them, and it's so good for us, too.
Yes.
But are there any, like, topicals? Like, I like Pipette for babies especially, but I also use it on myself because I'm so sensitive.
So Tower 28 has this SOS spray that's clean. And it's really hydrating, and I think it could be potentially good for your eczema, especially if you're dry on the dry mm-hmm. side, and I think we've talked about that you are. Mm-hmm. It's also a line that was made specifically for eczema and to be eczema safe, and I've tested that one, so I really do like it. But with eczema, I just find that so much of it is internal.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And dealing with chronic disease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The inflammation just roars
it
sometimes.
Does. Mm-hmm. And it's similar with acne.
Mm-hmm.
A
totally.
Breakout is not going to be fixed, and your acne is not going to be fixed by topicals, besides mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of acid, mm-hmm. because acne-prone people don't slough off their dead skin cells as normally as someone who doesn't have acne. But for eczema, it's so internal.
It is. Ugh. Yeah, it's such a good reminder.
And with autoimmune.
I know.
It's so challenging.
It is. Yeah, I was doing the best with eczema when I was SOS-free, salt, mm-hmm. oil, sugar-free, yeah. vegan, for years.
Yep.
But it's hard to live that way, and, like, that's not really in alignment with my life now, just because I used to be not a mom, and I could, like, cook every meal, and everything was different.
Yes.
Now, I can't remember the last time I cooked a meal, to be honest. We are big Postmates people, Air One people. But it's such a good reminder because all these restaurants are using seed oils and I have a lot to think about with that.
Yeah. And I wish I could give you a smoking gun for topical, but what I found with skin is it's such a reflection of what's happening inside.
It is. It always
it's
is.
It's so annoying,
just like
though.
Everything. I mean, in a spiritual sense, everything on the outside is a reflection of the inside. So it's just a good reminder. And then, okay, so what we were talking about, I texted you recently because after becoming a mom, at first I thought it was because I was so tired and I didn't get as much sleep as I used to. But then you pointed out to me this was more of a collagen thing, that under my eyes, I have these kind of like, what's it called? They're now like indentations almost. And
Halloween.
They're dark. That's what it is. I never had that before. I look at pictures from even 2 years ago. I didn't have that. And now it's a daily thing. So what can we do for anybody out there who has that?
We love you, children, but you stole all of our collagen.
Yes, yes, 100%.
You stole it all.
Where did all the collagen go?
My pelvic floor PT told me that your collagen is so depleted through pregnancy and postpartum that it takes 2 years for your body to even like level out and get baseline. Mm-hmm. But we're never going to have the collagen stores that we did before baby. Look at how plump and juicy they are.
Yeah.
They took it all from us.
Totally. Totally. And we grew them from the inside out.
And it's a small price to pay and totally worth it. But there's some things you can do, right? One of my favorite non-toxic life hacks is PRP. So platelet-rich plasma. And that's the vampire facial that Kim Kardashian, I think, made famous. Where they take your blood and they spin it to get the platelet-rich plasma. And it's kind of almost like a growth factor. So when you put it on your skin, when it's been microneedled, or you can actually inject it under the skin, it stimulates collagen synthesis. So it's tricking your body into making more collagen and giving it the nutrients it needs to do so optimally.
Wow. And you said you've done it and you look amazing. I mean, you do not have what I have with the hollowing.
It's game changing.
Yeah.
I did it 5 years ago, Jordan.
And
oh my
God.
Still looks great.
No way.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
I have to do it.
I really think that it's going to be the new wave of beauty and skincare is doing those, you know, PRP facials. And then probably in the next 5 to 10 years, it'll get into our own stem cells.
Oh, yeah. Oh, our own stem cells.
Yes.
Okay, because I've done a lot of stem cells for Lyme, but I get like umbilical cord stem cells. But what do you, what, how with our own stem cells?
Have you ever heard of
stem cells?
Yeah. Say that 10 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever heard of bone marrow stem cells?
No.
They can put a needle into your bone marrow and extract some of your own stem cells that way.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it is done in America in some places. Overseas, it's done a lot more. And I don't know all the nuances of stem cells. It's just something that I'm interested in exploring. Mm-hmm. And you know, with healing so many things.
Yeah.
Chronic disease, injuries, so many things. So same principles can help your skin and anti-aging.
That makes sense. Yeah. When I was doing a ton of stem cell therapy for Lyme, I think it was really helpful for skin and for anti-aging.
I believe it.
Yeah. But yeah. It's been a few years. But yeah, I would get some hate online sometimes. I think there's a controversy with stem cells. I don't know why. They were like, I can't believe the umbilical cord. But nobody is harmed. I mean, this is like donated from hospitals. So I don't understand the controversy. Maybe I just don't know enough.
I'm not going to get too into it because it's not my expertise, but I think a lot of controversy comes from the fact that people are worried that babies will be aborted or babies will
Right. Okay. This is from like living babies, like at least the ones that I had.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's very...
But totally.
It's
nuanced. I totally hear you. Yes.
And some people believe that there's, you know, a pro-choice... less pro-life aspect to it.
I think that's where the controversy Okay, well, now I understand some of the messages I was getting. Or, like, I understand where they're coming from.
But the crazy thing about stem cells, and I think as we learn more about it in this country, I was listening to a Dear Media podcast recently where there was an expert who was talking about how some of the best stem cells come from baby teeth.
Oh, my God.
When baby teeth fall out, you can save them for your child, and they can use the stem cells later on.
That's amazing.
So they can come from a lot of different places.
Yeah, I love that you can save all that stuff for your baby. Like, we saved Atticus's, like, cord blood, all that kind of stuff. Wow.
There's so many things as we age. Thank goodness.
Yes. And then you've tried threading.
Yes.
And you were posting about it.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
So I'm still healing from my threads, and I've had them before. I've had them 2 times before. And they do give you a really nice lift. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you look incredible.
Thank you.
You always do. Thank but you like, you're lifted for sure.
And as you age, it is something nice to do. And if you don't want to do a full-fledged facelift and you just want something corrective little by little, I think it's a good option. It's not a permanent solution. So I feel like the reason a lot of people don't like it online is because it is expensive. So is Botox, so is filler. But it doesn't have a longevity that a facelift would.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is a facelift is between $20,000 to $40,000 in Los Angeles for a good one. And threading is probably like $1,000 to $3,000. So you're never going to get a facelift result mm-hmm. with something that's mm-hmm. an in-office procedure.
Mm-hmm.
All this being said, though, if I'm being completely honest, I'm starting to get to a place where I'm like, I kind of want to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to do less.
I love that. Less is more.
And I still love the PRP. I have been getting Botox and filler for years, but I'm kind of, it's like, I need to say this on the podcast because then I'll be held to it.
Yes.
But I want my daughter to see me aging gracefully in a way that I always look like her mom.
Totally.
You know?
Yes.
And I want to embrace the late 30s and the 40s. And if you fix one thing, there's another thing. There's always something more. And I feel like it's such an internal practice to just accept and love what you see.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And we'll never be happy if we're just trying to fix.
I couldn't agree more. I love that approach.
And it hasn't always been my approach.
Yeah.
This is like new that I'm having this realization before I start like going under the knife for things mm-hmm. in the next decade or two.
Well, I think it comes with motherhood, especially when you have a daughter, I can imagine. Wow.
Like even the way we look in the mirror is mothers to daughters, mm-hmm. to sons too, but mm-hmm. I feel like daughters are watching in a different way.
Totally.
And I just mm-hmm. always want it to be coming from a place of love instead of scrutiny.
Yeah.
So that when she.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're so perfect exactly as we are. And that's what we would tell our kids. Love.
That's it.
So how do you balance the mom life and the work life? You're also a full-time entrepreneur. And a full-time mom. I mean, you guys have really done it in such a cool way where you got both you and your husband have been with Odie like all the time since she's been born. And you still run your business. How do you do it?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, it's
honestly.
Hard.
But it was magical and beautiful. And now we're looking at daycares and I think it's going to be really wonderful. I think we managed it because we both have a really intense work ethic
mm-hmm.
and I'm not the kind of person who's used to sitting down. I am go, go, go. I wake up at 5 a.m. I hit the pillow at 10 and I'm like working all day nonstop. So it's not the best balance, I would say, but we make it work and having that time with her is so magical and I wouldn't trade it for the world. But I truly think that to be the best mom I can be and to have that presence, getting outside help is going to be game changing. Because when you're trying to do it without help, you can't have that present joy very often that mm-hmm. I would love to have if I had help. And then I had just a morning and an evening with her where I could really just connect.
Mm-hmm.
I have those moments, but I think it's very relatable for parents to feel like they're not always present. They can't always be, but it even feels more so when it's just Nate and I and it's go, 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 hustle
mm-hmm.
all day. I don't know. I give so much credit to all the moms with all of the circumstances because none of it is easy and none of it feels balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. None of it is perfect.
No.
It's all so hard and it always comes with some amount of guilt. I think like, something I heard is that all good parents or have some level of guilt, like because that's how much you love your child. And so you just don't want to fail them in any way, which we're not. But like we can feel that way sometimes.
Well, it's interesting because I don't have any guilt because it's only Nate and I caring for her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier emotionally.
Totally.
Because you feel like, oh, they're with dad. Like it's time with dad. But the guilt that mom, and I'll learn what this guilt is like when Odie's in care, but the guilt that moms feel when they have their kid in childcare is It's so, I don't know if we can curse on this podcast, but it's fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a societal pressure. Maybe it's a situation where, you know, your mom had guilt or you felt that there was guilt. It takes a village. People need to help. And also being the kid of a single parent who was in daycare a lot and with supportive grandparents and babysitters, I could care less.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I have no issues with it. Atticus is not having any problems with it.
Yeah.
So if there was a way to magically like release all that guilt from
totally.
You, I would love to do that because you don't need to be guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You have the best care for him. You're building an incredible business that he's going to look up to and be so proud. But all moms out there, if you have help, you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yes.
Never let anyone make you feel guilty.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
If moms who are in your sphere make you feel guilty, it's because they feel unsupported.
Yeah. It's a projection usually from some kind of place within.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's so true. Yeah. There's no like one right way to do it. Some people have been dreaming of being a stay-at-home mom their whole life, and that's amazing. I didn't even think that far ahead. I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to stay home or not, like literally until he was born. And then even like 6 months later, I was like, okay, now I have my bearings. Now I know I was never going to stop working. Like, no.
I was not meant to be a stay-at-home mom either.
No.
They're the most incredible unicorn magical humans. I'm so grateful for them in the world. Thank God for stay-at-home moms. I do not have it in me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Neither
think
do
I ever had, and I never
I just,
will.
Even when I idealize it in my head sometimes, I'm like, it'd be so nice if it was just me and Atticus home together all day. And then that happens. Like, for example, our nanny didn't come in today. I didn't even mention, like, Jonathan's out of town. And Atticus slept really late today, which was amazing. And I was sleeping really late because I always do. And I'm like listening in and our nanny should have been there at that point. She comes in at 8:30. I heard that he had woken up and I was kind of sort of awake. I was awake, but I was like, I'm just going to let her go in there because it's 8:30. She's here. And I was hearing him for a while. He wasn't crying or anything. He just plays and plays and plays.
They both
but
do.
But I'm like,
so
I guess I'll just go in there because maybe she's doing something else, like in the kitchen. And I'm looking around and I'm like, she's not here. I'm like, okay. I go in there thinking like she's probably just running really late. Well, she never came and she told Jonathan, but he's out of town and he wasn't looking at his phone. So, because she usually sees him in the morning because they're all like up and I am very like do my own thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was like, oh my God. And this is what it's like to not have help, even though that's really dramatic. But still, I was like, I have stuff to do today.
That's it.
My husband's out of town. And thank God for my dad because my mom is getting her hair done. You know, we know that can take hours. And I called my dad and I was like, you're going to have to come down here. They live upstairs. Like, at least they're actually going back to Sacramento tomorrow. But I was like, you're going to have to take him to the park. And my dad came down and he's like, well, I don't know who his friends are at the park and I'm not going to know what to do. I'm like, Atticus knows who his friends are. Like,
it's all
going to work out. And he's like, well, what is he going to eat for lunch? Like, my dad, you know, grandpas are hilarious. But thank God for him. And then my mom's going to be home at like 2:00. But still, just being a mom. I mean, it takes precedence. And if my parents were out of town, I would have had to cancel today because that's what moms do. Like, your child is your priority.
It's so true. And just having that time for them, like, my daughter's only a year and a half. I don't know anything about anything. I always say, I'm a first-timer,
yeah,
guys.
Totally.
Like, give me grace.
Well, wise people always know that they don't know anything about anything. That's what my shaman taught me.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But their little souls are so free and just enjoying life. And if we don't have time for them and we can't focus on them, when they're into things, we're mad at them. And we need to, you know, what's the word? Discipline.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, exactly.
You have to discipline them. And it's like, no, if they just had the freedom and the space to be toddlers and we could just be there in presence with them doing it, it would be perfect.
Like, 100%.
That's why people need, you need support and you need help
mm-hmm.
for them too.
Yes, for
them. To get
them.
To be kids.
Yeah, and then they get the best version of us.
That's
yes. I love that so much. Well, you're doing an amazing job. And I'm so thankful that we have each other on our motherhood journey.
I always call Jordan my mama Sherpa because she has done it before me. And it's so incredible to have you guiding me. And you've introduced me to some of the best mamas like Jasmine.
I know.
We love.
We have such a good little community. It's so special.
Mamas,
really.
Find your mamas.
Yes. It's so important. And that was something that stressed me out so much when I first gave birth, because just because someone has a child the same age as your child doesn't mean that that's going to be your person, like your mom friend person. So I was in like all these different kind of groups at first, just trying, which is so not me, which probably like maybe that was part of the problem, but just trying to like immerse myself in this new stage of life. And I felt such a fish out of water because it was hard to find. And then I realized, first of all, a lot of these women, I already know, like I had known you, and then motherhood brought us so much closer. And then I did meet more through like groups or communities or whatever. But yeah, it's a thing.
We're weird.
Yeah, we're weird. I mean, I was sitting in this very like normal mainstream group in the middle of Beverly Hills. I mean, this is like gonna sound so funny of me. I'm not judging anyone, but they're like, oh my God, the nap time. And they're like crying over the nap time. And I'm like, Atticus was only 8 weeks old. So I'm like, we're just winging it. And everybody just thought I was freaking crazy. And not to mention all the other stuff I was talking about. And then that group would end and everyone would sprint to their cars. And I'm like, I'm here for the community, not for like the education necessarily. So anyways, found the community. Thank goodness. I want to ask you some of the rapid fires.
Do it.
But I ask everyone, what is your sun, moon, and rising?
Gemini, sun, Gemini, rising, Aries, moon.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that you're a double Gemini and you're a projector in human design. Do you know your numbers there?
I don't.
And Odie is a manifesting generator, just like Atticus, which my theory is that all the babies right now, they are manifesting generators, because I haven't met a single child who's not a manifesting generator who was born all within the time of our kids. And it was actually a thing for like 8 weeks. When Atticus was born, they were only going to be manifesting generators because of something happening in the planets. But by the time Odie was born, that was not a thing anymore, but they're still manifesting generators. So yeah, the world needs them. Who are your mentors?
So one of my mentors in life was my grandmother, who was 102 when she passed.
Oh, like amazing.
Tutu. She was the best. Oh, she lived on Kauai.
Yeah.
And she just taught me how to be a feminine energy. Like she was such a loving, kind, generous soul. And I feel like we've been together before in other soul lives. Like I would have dreams about her being a little girl and us being best friends.
Oh, I love that.
So she's huge for me. Also, Kelly Levesque.
Yes.
Love her. She probably would be surprised that I'd think of her as a mentor. But seeing her career trajectory and what she's been able to accomplish and what kind of information she's bringing to the world, she inspires me endlessly as a mama.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, with her three boys, and she's just killing it in her career. She's amazing.
She's really, really doing such wonderful work in the world.
And totally.
I'm like, don't know how she does it all, but I would love to emulate her career trajectory in a way.
Mm-hmm. I see that for you completely. And with the investing, which you have gotten into as well.
Yeah.
It's a whole other topic.
Totally.
Do you like investing?
Yeah, I'm looking to do more of it. I had to kind of not take a backseat, but I'm invested in two brands, one of which I sit on the advisory board for. And I wanted to take on more brands and invest more. But then, as you know, being a mama of a new baby, I'm like, okay, I'm
one thing.
My investment right now is my family.
Totally. Well, that's true.
Yes. And then once we get her in daycare, and then, you know, God willing, we'll be pregnant with a second. And then somewhere down the line, I'm going to get more into it. And I've been talking to Olivia, Organic Olivia, about potentially something there.
So. Oh, cool. Well, that would be iconic.
So aligned.
I mean, I love her stuff.
The best.
She's the best.
Like her energy, Leo girl.
Yeah, she's a Leo girl, and she's such a Leo.
Yeah.
And she's married to a Libra.
Love
just like me and Jonathan.
So good.
Yes. So cool. If you could have dinner with three people, living or dead, who would they be?
So who I said my mentor was, my grandma, who's passed.
Totally.
My grandpa, who's passed. My Tutu Mom, Tutu Pa from Hawaii, and Odie. just so they could meet her.
That's so special.
Tier count too.
Yes, that's the best answer ever. Yeah,
but just having that lineage like connected mm-hmm. and having them know her would be so beautiful. And I know that, you know, they held her spirit before she came here.
Oh, definitely. And
she knows them. They know each other better than I knew either of them because they're on the other side together.
Totally. Yeah. Didn't your grandma pass like soon before you became pregnant with her?
She passed. I was very pregnant when she
passed. Oh, okay. So she was literally holding her. They were like going through the veil. Separate directions at the same time. Mm-hmm. And Odie's middle name is after her.
Yeah, Rosemary.
Yeah, that's so special.
And as soon as I became pregnant, or maybe it was when Tutu passed and I was still pregnant, but the 1111s were just like flooding to me, like hundreds of 1111s. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like those are messages from Tutu all the time. Whenever I look down and see it, I know I'm on the right path and things are opening mm-hmm. and happening. And
such chills. That's so special.
Yeah. So that dinner would be,
iconic.
Yes. And they were very bougie and chic and you would have loved them.
Yes. Oh my God. Bougie kawaii people.
Yes.
Like those are my people. It's hard to find both. I love that.
Yeah.
And where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Celeste Thomas, TikTok, Celeste Thomas RN. And I will get back to YouTube at some point. So you can also go to Celeste Thomas on YouTube. And I do post shorts. So if you're a YouTube shorts person, I've got you there.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah.
It's someone like stories, right? Is it like stories or no?
I have someone do it for me, honestly, Jordan. Okay. Here we are. We're trying to get support.
Mom, Shelby, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
The moms are doing other things.
Yeah. The moms are momming.
The moms are momming.
No, the moms are getting spa treatments this week.
Yes, we are.
Excited. It's gonna be so good.
It's gonna be so good. Yes, we need it.
We do. I can't wait.
All the moms out there, book yourself a spa treatment because you deserve it.
Oh, beyond. Well, thank you so much. I could talk to you forever.
Same. That was 2 minutes, right?
A wealth of knowledge. Yes. And you're welcome back on anytime. Aww. We'll do this more and more.
Well, I love you so much.
I love you.
Your beautiful family. And Addy is just a dreamboat. I love him so much. I miss his little face.
He loves you so much. And I love Odie. I love you
and
so
I
much.
I love you.
I love you. Mwah. Magic. Mwah. Incredible. That literally felt like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Come say hi on Instagram at The Balance Wand and tell me what your favorite part of this episode was. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts and send me a screenshot of your rating and review for a free Soul on Fire yoga ebook. See you next Wednesday. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.